Don't panic. I was on the edge. Oh, it's like clipping, dude.
Yeah.
Or almost.
I think it was me. I hit it.
I was like on the edge of getting back.
Sorry.
Just as I was on the cusp of regaining my composure after that hilarious point, Brandon screwed me up. Let's try this again. All right. Don't Panic is a comedy podcast. The host and their guests are in no way experts, and they make absolutely no effort to sound like they are. Occasionally, they might give some sound advice, but I wouldn't take their word for it. These people are not to be trusted.
Stop trusting me!
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Ask Don't Panic. This is episode number 6 that you're listening to right now, and if you think otherwise, you're wrong. So, joined with me always is Chris Miles to my left.
That is true. I'm excited to be here, as always.
Very good. I think I stole your thunder there.
You kind of did, but it's okay.
Sorry, you normally say your own name.
I forgot my name for a second, so I'm glad you filled in.
And with us today is an extraordinary gentleman, one of my closest longtime friends, and just a fantastic, extraordinary being, with a laugh that could win over the hearts of millions, children and adults everywhere, Andrew Kewell. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I am not as excited as Chris to be here.
Oh,
my excitement has waxed and waned over the course of the day.
Okay.
I'm at a lull right now in my excitement, but I expect it to be recovering at any moment.
I do hope that's the case.
Would you like us to bring you some coffee or anything that we
you
don't
know, that
have?
That would have been nice.
Nope.
But they don't allow drinks in here,
yeah,
which is very concerning and upsetting to me. I'd rather record this in your garage.
Okay.
If it meant that
with
I could have
crickets.
Coffee right now.
Oh.
With all the crickets.
Oh gosh, the swarm. That saga is dying down and hopefully coming to a close in that I crush crickets every time that I go in there. So hopefully that'll be taken care of soon.
So you have crickets at your house?
My garage is infested with crickets.
Like infested.
Why don't you just let the Lord's people go?
We tried. They won't leave. They're safe there.
He told you that he would stop bringing these plagues. If you would just let his people go.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the crickets being the Lord's people.
No, the crickets are the plague. You fool.
I can't. I'm just so stubborn.
Your sister and your parents are the Lord's people. And you are Pharaoh.
Brandon Harden is
so I need to let them go from my parents' house that I live in.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's the Lord's house, Brandon.
All right.
It's the Lord's house.
I'll get right on that.
The crickets are freaking...
Oh my. So, any fun stories from this week, guys?
When I came here, okay, so we are recording this at Biola University.
Correct.
So, I've reached a point, and I just realized this today, and I think I've been slowly realizing this over time.
Okay.
Coming to a college campus, I'm very much aware now of my gray hair.
Okay.
And the wrinkles on my face.
Uh-huh.
There was a point. See, I never went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I didn't belong at that time. I'm wired in a different way. But now I don't belong in a different way where I feel like I'm too old to be here because I don't have a child that attends this college. That would mean that I would belong, right? But
Right.
But I'm in this awkward era where I just look a little too old to be here, I feel like. Like, I was looking down to make sure that I had zipped up my fly after I used the bathroom.
Nice.
And when I was younger and someone would, you know, see that I had my fly unzipped, they would say, oh, your fly's down, and it would be funny. But now I feel that if someone were to point that out, that it would be creepy because I'm too old to be on a college campus.
And have your fly down.
Without having a child here.
Yeah. No, that... But... Under the circumstance that you had a child here and your fly was down, would it go back to being funny that someone had pointed it out?
Yeah, because it'd be like, oh, Dad. Oh, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Oh, you.
You've got the oh, Dad card.
That's good. That's a good card to have in your arsenal.
I look forward to having that card. The things you can do, the things you can get away with.
And dad jokes. I'm looking forward to making dad jokes. Those like awful groaner jokes that are just good.
I think I'm deciding here now that all my dad jokes are going to be anti-jokes.
So
anti-jokes, they're not just going to be bad. They're going to be like horrendously awful.
Yep.
All right.
Or you're just going to say regular sentences and call them jokes.
Yes.
Like pause for like if there was a punchline and that there's not.
You see, my dad is the king of dad jokes. I appreciate him for this fact. Now, I consider myself someone who enjoys comedy. I enjoy making people laugh. I enjoy laughing myself. I enjoy making myself laugh, to be quite honest, when I'm in the bathroom alone.
Oh
totally, okay. Yeah.
And I have noticed that recently, I mean, I have a son, an 8-year-old son. I have started making dad jokes myself. Unintentionally. I think it just comes with age. You start to grow lame. And I look at myself and I think, you are so lame, Andrew. Why did you say that? And my answer to myself is, I have no idea. But I continue on anyway. I think I broke Chris.
You broke Chris. Oh my God. Andrew Keywell, you just missed it, guys. Off air, Andrew Keywell just told a fantastically dad joke. And Chris is just losing it.
I'm so glad I turned off my mic because I almost died.
Let's just jump in. You guys want to just dive in here?
I'd rather put my foot in first, test the water, but that's okay.
Okay, let's test the water with this one.
I'd rather put my foot in my mouth. Is that right?
You could open your mouth and insert your foot.
Okay.
Wonderful. All right. So we're going to go ahead and just dip our toes in the water. We're going to start with a sweet tweet from Easy Breezy TZ. Oh, that's, oh my I like God. That. That's nice. Easy Breezy TZ says, is it bad to break up with someone you love and have been with for 2 years just because you want something more serious? # relationship struggle.
Well, that all depends on what they're doing. What are you getting out of that relationship? That's what all relationships are about. Not about what you put in, about what you're getting out.
So true.
So if you're not getting that much out of this, obviously as consumer America, you have to just bounce out. 2-year commitment doesn't mean anything if you're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you should break up with him. You should break up with him today because you want a man that is not just serious, but obsessed. That's the only man that you want.
Wow.
You want. I mean, if this guy is not hiding in your bushes with night vision goggles, breaking into your home, going through your actual dirty laundry, your clothes hamper.
Oh, yeah. He needs to know.
He's just not the guy for you. And what you need to do is find this man, this wonder of humanity, and marry him. Today. Because, you want serious. You have doubts about this thing, and you're right. You need to be in the most serious committed relationship. In fact, only spend your time with him. Stop calling any of your friends. Live with him and just be together forever. That's the relationship for you.
That's true love.
Yeah.
That's fairy tale love right there.
That's what I look for in a woman. Crazy.
And clingy.
Mm-hmm.
The two C's. Because
that's how you know she's crazy about you. She's crazy, crazy in love. We all follow and worship Beyonce here, right? Got me so crazy, crazy in love. Wait, that was Beyonce, right?
You know, that could be the song that they play while they're coming down at the wedding, while she's coming down the aisle.
That's so great. Why would you want a classic wedding procession?
At the little white chapel in Vegas.
Yeah, yes.
So good. So classy. Very affordable.
Break the trends, break tradition, and just be insane for each other.
Yeah.
You know? And drive each other crazy in love.
Because if it's in love,
it's
totally okay.
It can't be wrong. Can't be wrong.
Can't be wrong.
If love is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Well said. I think that answers your question, Easy Breezy TZ. Wish you the best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
With your # relationship struggle.
Godspeed. At Kylie's Fireflies asks, I need a new necklace to wear on an everyday basis. Does anyone have any suggestions? Hashtag necklace, hashtag need advice. Now, this seems normal, but the last hashtag, ladies and gentlemen, hashtag walking dead. What? She probably just wanted this to get noticed, but we're going with this. So she needs a new necklace to wear on an everyday basis to show her fandom for Walking Dead. I'm thinking get a necklace and or get, you know, just get a piece of string and string along all the ears of the biters that you've killed. Just slice their right ear right off if it's still there. Otherwise, go for their left. Don't be, you know, judgmental. And just show off your kills. And also, you'll look fabulous while doing it. How great is that?
And just carry a little bottle of Febreze around. Yeah, anytime it's gonna, if it's a little, get a little funky, just...
It's going to smell bad.
Spray a little
but
bit.
But that's the cost of high fashion.
That's why Febreze is made.
You know, you guys haven't even mentioned the possibility that this is a zombie riding into you. You're just assuming
that it's
a human. And what point. Did you call them? Biters?
I'm the worst.
I mean, look, I know, okay, they may be the life deprived.
They might be.
But they are still people too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sort of.
This lovely young woman,
lovely. You know, yeah,
who is life deprived, deserves to go out on a night on the town with her significant other.
Okay.
Go out for a nice meal and wear something nice around her neck.
Yeah.
How dare you discriminate?
I'm sorry.
And if you ever use that word biters again, that's not our word. That's their word.
I want to take you off the air.
They can use that word.
I'm sorry. I should have caught that. It's so sad, Brad.
I'm gonna type up an apology. I'm going to get an apology.
Yeah, you better.
I'm sorry.
Contact the Reverend Jesse Jackson too.
Assuming.
I mean, while we're here, might as well just see the third possibility that she is actually alive. Not life deprived. I'm sorry. I want to use the correct terminology here. I want to be politically correct. Not life deprived, but actually in The Walking Dead.
But let's not go crazy here, Chris. That's just a show.
I'm sorry. I've fallen the two C's of relationships, so I lost the first part of me there. I'm sorry. I'm back now.
Right. She could be an actor on the show.
What are actors? Oh, wait. You're telling me...
I've heard the word thrown around, but thespians? Never had it quite defined for me.
Okay.
I can't believe Brandon is actually texting a reply whilst we're on the show. he's typing up. He's recanting.
Oh, this is great. Are you going to say, like, hey, listen for it next, or whenever this episode's gonna be up?
No context. Not until this is out. Here is my tweet. Dot. You gotta put a dot first so everyone sees it. At Kylie's Fireflies, I'm sorry for my assumptions in answering your question. I'm an awful human being, and you deserve the best. Signed, B.
You should offer your body as a sacrificial meal.
This is taking a turn.
For the better.
For the better. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to be life deprived.
You know what, Brandon?
How much life did you really have in the first place?
Oh, that's a really good point. Wow, yeah. What do you have to lose?
I'd give you a 2 out of 10.
And how do we ever know we're ready?
Scale.
You know, sometimes the time is just right and you gotta just work through that nervousness. And just really commit to being life deprived.
I'll commit when they can get me to commit with my cold, dead hands.
Which actually could be arranged. Because then you'd be life deprived and committed to being life deprived. So.
That's the point of it, Chris. That's the point.
And when you become life deprived and you go on Twitter... I sincerely hope that no one treats you the way that you've treated this young woman. I really, really hope.
Don't take her perspective for a second, Brandon. Really open up your heart.
Do you want me to take her perspective?
If someone said what you said to her to you, how would you feel about that?
I can't answer that. But I can say this. I'm sorry. Let's go to another tweet. At Emmeline Barr. I need help from a hashtag running expert. I'm running 2 10Ks in 6 days. What's the best way to recover? Hashtag running. Hashtag 10Ks. Hashtag need advice. Good news. We're all experts in thinking about marathon run. I marathon things all the time. I know so much about marathons. I'm actually related to a marathoner. My sister just marathoned the last season of Walking Dead and is now all caught up, and we're enjoying our fall shows together. And it's a treat. And you know what? I'm so proud of her. She can do marathons like no other. She'll marathon while she's brushing her teeth. She'll marathon while she's on her break at work. She'll marathon when she's not supposed to at work. She'll marathon whenever. And I am just so stinking proud of her commitment to marathoning Netflix shows.
So, Brandon, from observing your sister as an expert marathoner, what does her recovery look like to you?
Her recovery is really just remarkable because she will marathon into the wee hours of the night.
Wow.
And then she will wake up the next morning in the most glorious of sleepy fogs in which she is grumpy about everything. But you know what? She made it. She committed to waking up that day, and by God, she woke up.
She woke up.
She woke up, and that takes commitment. So you know what? I think that what it really takes to be a good marathoner is just dedication and a good alarm.
Very good alarm.
Man, I am so envious of that. I haven't been able to get to that point where I can actually do a marathon. It always cuts into my lying around time. And, you know, that time is for me when I'm sleeping in, you know, until 7 at night.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to do it. Hopefully one day. You know, this has inspired me. You have inspired me. You and your sister, Brandon. I will start training, and I will start watching a lot of TV to prepare myself to go on one of these marathons.
You have to start with the baby steps, right?
That's good. That's good. I'm proud of you.
I'm conquering my fear with love.
You can do this.
The love of television.
The love of television. It drives us all.
Amen.
Praise be to Netflix, or praise be to Hulu.
I think Netflix? Because if you're paying for both services, Netflix doesn't give you advertisements.
Fair point. Fair point.
Well, you can donate to Hulu and become part of their membership and then be like a committed member of that community, but then not receive any benefit of being a member.
Isn't it just that you are so committed that you're giving them money twice over? Advertisements and a subscription. Wow. I am that devoted of a follower to the Church of Hulu that I will pay twice over.
I'm more of a torrent guy myself, which seems to fall into like more of the Christian faith.
House,
you know,
church.
The freedom of you know, you can pay for it if you want to. You can give us your money if you want to, but you don't have to. Now the paid services such as Netflix, I do have Netflix. You know, just because it's easy and it's there, and I have my PlayStation set up to my TV. It's convenient. You know, Hulu's ads, that just pisses me off. Whereas Netflix would be like, you know, Catholicism maybe, you know, very structured, you know, a bit more structured and available to all. It seems to me that Hulu is more like Scientology. They're making you pay into this thing and then trying to brainwash you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm seeing the connections.
And it's
They're like, oh, hey, you paid for this. This is what you wanted. And now please give us more.
Please give us more money.
For what you don't want.
Right.
In order to level up to a level 6 Deacon of the Sun,
Hulu,
you're going to need to pay. Sorry, I'm getting my religions mixed. In order to level up to a level 6 Marathoner of the Hulu, you're going to need to pay that extra 30 seconds in advertisements. Yeah. No, that you're right. I think all of your findings are completely, completely solid and sound.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I'm not a subscriber of Hulu.
You're not? Okay.
I think we need to have a hashtag observations by Andrew because they are very, very good.
I like it.
I was voted in high school as most likely not to join a cult.
Hey, that's great.
Congratulations.
And how are you doing on that? You still staying strong, buddy?
Is the prophecy true?
Yeah. You know, I get a lot of laughs. I make fun of them a lot. I don't see any way that I would become part of one.
Okay.
Staying great. Strong.
Good.
Stay away from that Kool-Aid.
You got to stay away from
the hooded,
Kool-Aid,
hooded
dude.
Robes.
Yeah. I mean, it might smell good, but it's just rat poison at the end of the day, and you don't want that in your system.
Unless they're Jedi robes.
Ooh.
I can't get close enough to those. I could be inside of one and still not be close enough.
I am become those. Jedi robe. That's good. That's good. All right, so let's go to Tumblr. So now on Tumblr, I did some snooping. I searched hashtag need advice. Made sense. Something that we already do with Twitter. So here goes nothing. How do I trick someone into going on a date with me? Give me ideas. Go.
Pick them up in a car, not tell them you're coming, and blindfold them.
Excellent. Andrew.
I would say mission accomplished, because our friend Brandon here is an eligible bachelor. He is single and ready to mingle. And by sending in this question, if you follow up with your name and phone number and address, he will be there.
You would just got tricked backwards.
That's not how I thought this was going, but hey, Belarusian princess.
Would it help
yours.
If it was Russian?
That sounds like Bolivian.
Does that
you know
do
what?
Anything for you?
I could go either way on Belarusian or Belarusian. I hope that doesn't paint me out to be some kind of a person that's just like going about willy-nilly like, oh yeah, you're this ethnicity, you're that ethnicity, all right, whatever.
You know, when you say I could go either way, it frightens me.
I know, I realize that. I'm regretting that phrasing. I'm just saying, Belarusian, Belarusian. Let's go on a date. Come on. What's the worst that could happen? Let's don't answer that question.
Okay.
Don't
right.
answer that question. Nope. Let's do it. Let's go. Pick me up at 8. I'll see you then. Another Tumblr. The Impala Sociopath asks, I think I just adopted a cat by accident. Advice, please. What should I feed him? Should I take him to the vet? Take him inside? I don't know what I'm doing. I called him Dean, by the way. Hey, that's a great name for a cat. Except for that I hate cats. I believe them to be the devil incarnate. Like, so they're like a lot of little mini devils. I don't know, that's just me. Occasionally, you'll find a cat that will trick you. It'll trick you into thinking it's a decent thing, but it probably isn't.
And then with Halloween coming closer, I'm sure their power is growing.
Absolutely. Why do you think every single cat, their eyes are starting to turn yellow? And have you ever noticed how their eyes are like little slits? You know what else has little slits for eyes? Snakes, serpents, and Satan. I don't know. Just do the math. Your thoughts, Andrew.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, man. You know, I got to say this. You say accidentally adopted a cat. You mean abducted, because it sounds like you kidnapped this cat. This poor cat was was walking around the streets of the city. He had it made. He could go into any garbage can, eat anything. He could sleep with any other cat that he wanted to. I mean, this guy had the life. And you just take him into your house, lure him in. I don't know how you did it. You got a box and a string and you put some milk under it.
That'll do it.
I don't know what you did to accidentally adopt this cat, but now he's there and you better give him the life in your home right now. What do you feed him? Feed him your food.
Not even that fancy feast crap.
Where should you take him to the vet? You should take him to a human doctor. You should take him to the best dang doctor that you can possibly find. Take him inside. Not only that, yes, take him inside. He's already in your house, I'm assuming, at this point. He should be sleeping in your bed. I'm sorry, but you're on the couch at this point.
Yeah.
That's the least that you could do for this cat that you have quite frankly, kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Catnapped.
You catnapped.
You've catnapped him.
You've catnapped him.
There you go. Now I want to give this advice to Dean. Dean, listen, it's going to be okay, buddy. I know it's scary right now. I know you're afraid. I know you feel trapped and alone. But what you need to remember is you're not alone. We're here for you. Chris, Brandon, and I, we're here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for me.
And while you're there, use this jerk of a person for everything that they have.
Yes.
You know, eat all their food. Go in that garbage. Throw all their garbage all over the kitchen. And feel free to go to the bathroom all over their most expensive pieces of furniture. And when you're done using up every inch of that house, run away. And do it all over again. You go, Dean.
We believe in you, Dean. Dean for a better America, 2016.
I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like singing Born Free right now.
Would cats make more honest and moral politicians than politicians? There's actually a cat that's been a mayor of an Alaskan town for the last 15 years.
Oh, no, dear Lord.
And the town's still there. So
the town still exists. It has not been overrun by gangs of street cats. Nate Weger asks on Tumblr, if I'm walking down the street or a hallway or something and smile at a girl walking the other way, does that come off as friendly or creepy from the girl's perspective?
Well, since attraction is purely objective, it really just depends on how objectively attractive you are.
All right, I'm confused because he's not even asking for advice. Where's the advice that we're supposed to give here?
That's a good point. I just wanted to talk.
So I'm going to come up with some advice for you.
Good.
Because I have no idea whether it's friendly or creepy, but I will tell you which one is better. Both. Smile with half of your face, giving off a friendly, you know, nice photograph that you took in third grade elementary school picture. And then the other half of your face, I want you to curl that sucker up real large. You know, show a little too much of your teeth. And I want you to wink. And make sure your fly's down too while you're on a college campus.
That's good. I don't know if I have anything to answer. I mean, other than always assume the worst. Always assume the worst. Oh, if I smile at that girl, she's going to think I'm a creep. But if I don't, she's going to think I'm a murderer. What do I do? Well, you do the best of two evils. Which is smile, you fool. Don't overthink it. Just smile. Be happy. If you're sad, just make sad faces at her. And if you're upset, make upset faces at her. And she'll respond. You won't like it, but she'll respond. Let's hop back to Twitter for a fun one. At Ryan Loco tweets, "Hi, Tinder. My friend accidentally swiped left on a hot chick. Please advise. He really needs this." So for those who are uninitiated, because I know a little, like I've heard rumors and rumblings about Tinder. And it's a dating app. Am I right on this, Chris? Is it, it's a dating app, and if you like someone, you swipe right. And if you don't like someone, you swipe left.
So
like
if you're interested. Second decisions. Yep.
Wow, that's really quick. So basically, you have to judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I use the word dating app very loosely, the term, I should say. Mm-hmm. Very loosely.
Okay.
Well, let's see. I'm by no means an expert here. I'm pretty, I have no idea what this is. I understand it's a dating app. I understand you upload a profile of yourself. You describe yourself in some whatever manner you choose, whether it be honest or deceptive. And then
okay, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and then you just view other pictures of people around in your area, and you just subjectively, if I like you, to the right, if I don't like you, to the left. And if they swipe the same direction with you, you can send them a message and be like, hey, I'm not creepy, I promise.
Would that be your first message you would ever send to anyone?
No, I'd probably Google Tinder pickup lines and then send one of those.
Okay.
How right. Uncreative.
So
I stick with what works, man.
Andrew, you're happily married. Were you set up through Tinder? Is that how that worked?
Tinder. You know, I really don't get this generation, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because this sounds like the version of back in the day where you would get set up on a blind date. You know, your friend would come by, maybe someone you work with, and they'd say, man, I have the Andrew, I have the perfect person for you.
Okay.
Why don't you meet them at this coffee shop at, 7 o'clock at night? Okay. You'd go to the coffee shop, and they'd be wearing, saying, oh, I'll be the one wearing the red rose. So you're looking, you're scanning through. You see a woman in a red rose. You say yay or nay. If it's a yay, you walk through those doors. If it's a nay, you swipe left and get in your car, get the hell out of there.
I like that. That sounds like a fun idea.
Yeah. You know, I miss that. There was a lot more challenge to not be seen back then. It was like an adventure. And now it's just from the comfort of your phone. But I did meet my wife face to face first. She was a friend of a friend. I did not use Tinder. So I have no real plans to use Tinder unless it's with my wife as friends, making a fake profile to make fun of other people.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a fun nighttime activity that we may engage in. Other than that, how about you, man? That single Brandon over here?
Yeah.
He's got a bachelor's degree.
Got your Tinder account?
I sure do have a bachelor's degree, and I'm a bachelor.
Bam.
Ladies. And he has a beard.
He does. Fully grown, none of this like weird scruff.
Yeah,
thing.
It doesn't look like someone needed to water the lawn or anything. It's like really.
It's actually there.
Here's the deal. I'm not entirely attached to it if that's a thing because.
Wow, he's even flexible.
For the right girl? Yeah. Yeah.
For the record, if you shaved for a girl, I would be very upset.
Hey, I'm not trying to impress you.
Touche.
We're already best buds.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
His beard is optional. His shirt, his pants are optional. And the other hair on his body. That is all up for grabs. So any woman looking to take advantage of this to give Chris and I many hours of hilarity, please do so immediately.
I'm about to enter into midterms. I could really use some, nice hilarious breaks by watching Brandon interact with random people.
A hairless Brandon.
Interact with random people? Wow. Well, that seems like a segue. Guess what, guys? I made a boo-boo. I might have accidentally just downloaded Tinder on purpose.
Like you accidentally catnapped.
Like that. And, oh gosh. Okay, so the first page, it asks you to log in with Facebook. But then it says, we don't post anything to Facebook. But that scares me because now people can know that I'm using this app. But then again, I remind myself, I am recording this for the world to hear. And they all now know that I am currently browsing Tinder. Well, bums away, Facebook, except logging in.
I'm so excited. I wonder if it makes you create another profile information separate from your Facebook information.
Kind of hope so.
Substitute.
Determine my location?
You do need that, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because it's people in your area.
Oh, that's... I mean, I get it, but still, that's... Wait, what if I get matched with people I know? Okay. Allow Tinder access.
Now, for the sake of anonymity, I did not pronounce that right, but we're going to go with it. We won't be using anyone's real names because they're in this general area. But right. We're going to have fun with this.
I think my phone just died.
I think your phone just vetoed you downloading Tinder.
It was just so not okay with it.
It's like, nope, I'm out.
Now, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for to be that stand-up friend that will let Brandon use your phone to go on Tinder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, you gonna.
Brandon, for your happiness and ultimately my enjoyment, this is, yeah. We're gonna download that right now for you. Just for you. Wow, it's categorized as an essential.
Wow, that's no, it's not.
So I have to download it.
Yep. Why have you not already?
This could be trouble.
Trouble. Hey, I did a
What's really gonna be trouble is Brandon on that website. Because once he gets up there, man. Ladies, watch out.
You know me. I just got to be me.
Have you seen the nipples on this man?
Because we have.
Oh, man. I don't think anyone's going to be knocking on the door because of my nipples. Oh, hey, it's on iPad, too.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, this is up there.
No, it's a fake one.
Oh.
It's like, hey, pay Tinderly. Tinderly.
Oh my.
It's a liker for Tinder. Want more matches on Tinder? Tired of swiping so much? Use Liker to like many profiles with just a single tap. Just log into Facebook, load up some profiles, and like them all in one go. Plus, you can view the profiles of everyone you'd liked before on Liker.
All right, Brandon, I'm signing out of my Facebook, so you can sign
it. No, you stay signed into your Facebook, sir, unless you are not a true friend.
Okay. So I'm now doing this segment?
Yep.
All right.
Do you have a charger, by the way?
I do not have a charger with me.
Okay, I don't know if this is actually working for once.
Interesting. Okay, I'm now logging in. Accepting all the terms in use, all of the my rights are now gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually how that works, but similar. Yes, allow the location. I do not want notifications. There's no one new around you.
See, now it works.
Well, I can press buttons and like make a ripple effect.
Well, that's fun.
That is fun. I think it's the whole point of the app. Discovery preferences. Distance, 50 miles, age 18 to 30.
To 30, huh?
That's what the default one.
Okay, that down I'm almost 30, okay? I don't want to hear that.
But you're married. I'm not looking to date you.
You know, at one point, it seemed like that wasn't the case, though.
Okay, maybe it's charged enough now.
Oh dear. Okay, I don't know how I did it, but I did it.
Here's what we're doing. I'm going to do this for Chris. Okay?
I hate this so much.
All right, page from 19. This would have worked better if we had a video segment. I could show it to people. Okay, let's see.
I am so uncomfortable.
Does it let you look through more photos?
I am quite right. Comfortable.
Hey, she seems nice. Her about page. Hey. Instagram, da-da-da-da-da-da. L.A., 49 miles away, active 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
It's her about page.
It's her about page.
That's confusing.
All right, here's Alex. It's a girl. I'm Alex, Libra, 20 years old and live in Corona, California. Oh, yeah, okay. Poke, S-M-O-T. I'm a hairdresser and love what I do. I'm laid back and like to meet new people, but I will say whatever is on my mind. I'm very straight up, and I'm not super skinny fit girl. Either love it or hate it. She sounds spicy.
She also says she's 24 on the profile. It says 24, and her about page says 20.
Oh, yeah. What?
She was up front, and she's not skinny.
Yeah.
Any woman, can I just interject here? Any woman that lists her sign on her About Me page is not a woman that anyone should be with.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I'm going to go no.
She's probably into
seances. Though that's good advice.
That's what I'm assuming
you.
At this point.
All right, so that's a nope.
I'm just waiting to see someone I know.
Caitlin, Cal State San Marcos, pre-nursing major, EMT. If you want to know more, ask. Nope. All right, Jessica, 21. All right. No bio.
Is she blind?
There is no... No, she's just squinting.
Look, the blind people we love too, Chris. How dare you? I have an uncle or cousin that was blind.
Uncle cousin?
Like,
was something.
Sam, Instagram, I'm very weird. I don't take this app seriously, lol. Like, because we don't take this app seriously either.
Oh,
it's
no.
A match! It's a match. She doesn't take it seriously, but we like it. All right. So what happens is when she likes him and he likes her, whoever's the last to like them, it notifies them it's a match. And so now Chris has to do something with this.
See, I love that my profile picture is also me from like 25 feet away.
Oh, that's pretty great. That's the thing. She probably had to squint to see him. She's like, he kind of looks good.
No. And then she's going to say,
that's a guy,
one.
Right?
Oh, so Chris has three options here. Send message, keep playing the game, or tell your friends.
Okay.
No.
Here's my, one. Can I weigh in my input?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Send a message with a link to this podcast on it.
He right, though.
He's right.
No. Here's what's going to happen, because this won't be up until like Wednesday night. So you got to send her a message casually, like, you know, once every so often, not like a lot, but enough to keep the conversation going, keep her interested. And then when this podcast goes live, send her a link and say, hey, by the way, I think you should check this out, especially if you want to get to know me better.
Well, here's the thing. I don't really think Tinder is much of a dating app. It's more of a hookup app.
No, I never heard that. So, I've heard of people getting married because of Tinder, okay?
I hear
and I like to believe
right
the
now.
Best in people. So I like to believe the best. Can you fault me for that? For believing the best in people?
Brandon, that's very nice.
For believing the best in Sam, who is female.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
You're welcome.
So, just send
she's
a message
happy.
And keep
she looks
going.
Like she may go both ways as well. Her name's Sam.
Sam might be listening.
Its name
to this.
Is Sam.
Oh gosh. So, Chris, why don't you tell the good people what's your move?
Well, apparently I'm sending a message. Dear,
you matched with Sam 2 minutes ago. Billions of messages have been sent on Tinder. What will yours be? Oh, they make it so tough on you.
Do I need to wait 3 days?
Do you want
to apply for this?
No, I don't know. No. All right, let's show
it's
Sam's profile to get you in the mood. Okay. All right. So. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, there you go.
Well, actually, wait. How far away is she?
She is 13, only 13 miles away, dude. This Jeez. Could be a whole thing.
We could drive to her right now.
Let's go find her.
No. Hey, and bring her on the podcast.
Hey, that third photo that I showed you immediately deleted within the course of the last minute.
How does that work?
She might have deleted it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Moments?
Brandon, I'm going to let you message this. You feel free to do whatever you want here.
Oh, that's too much power.
Here's a good one. No, I can't think of a good opener. I have a good opener. Oh, dear Lord.
What are you thinking?
Hey, I don't think this app seriously either. Haha.
But I take you seriously.
Are you really a woman?
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't.
Oh my gosh, you did it.
My reputation's gone. What reputation? I don't know.
For the record, I liked the first question better.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. When you're talking on the radio, there's a bit of anonymity. But now Chris's profile face is tied to whatever it is that Andrew just sent.
This must be what a guy in the army feels like after he's pulled the pin out of the grenade.
Oh, what did you say?
He literally said that.
Did he really? Oh, no. Nope. Nope.
So let's keep looking. Well, oh, my gosh. He actually responded. She said no.
But there nice, you have it, man.
There's a nice emoji.
Now, oh, Chris, you
go for it.
Have a choice to make.
What is my choice?
Well, she's responded with no, she's not really a woman.
Oh, so how do I feel about that?
You have a major life decision. Should you proceed with this relationship?
But I'm fairly certain through other reasoning that I'm sure that she actually is a woman.
Or they could have stolen profile pictures from a friend of theirs.
I've gotten Facebook requests like that, actually.
Who lies on the internet?
No one. I'm going to...
Why would she do that?
Why?
That's so, like, oh my gosh.
What good is that? I
don't know what to do. You know, if you give me the phone, I'll tell her what I did. I'll tell her, hey, this is Chris's friend who stole his phone from him and sent you a wrong message. It's not Chris's fault. You should give him another chance. He told me that it was love at first sight.
Oh, I get.
Brandon, who are you creeping on right now?
No, that was...
Oh, no one? Okay.
That was photos of my family. That's not creepy.
Oh. So like Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell when he does Time Out?
So many references I'm only vaguely familiar with.
You really need to go back to the past and learn the history of how we came to enjoy this great nation of America,
America.
Through Screech and Kelly and AC Slater.
I like it. Are you messaging?
No, I shouldn't do this. You just stop me.
No, what are you saying?
I said, I can't believe you responded to that. You really don't take this app seriously.
Yeah, okay. Do it. Say that. That's pause. Good. That's a great way. Just communicate through laughter. At the worst case scenario, You just have a couple laughs and it's a fun time and you both say goodbye at the end of this and maybe she's the dude and maybe she's not. That's okay. At least that way nothing bad happens.
Or you know, can meet up with her. Oh, I got you started, bro. You got to finish this. You got to drive this home.
The world is your oyster.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You want me to go on the dates? You want me to go get married and consummate the relationship?
I all mean, in
no,
your
that's
name.
That's you. I already have my wife. This is your chance. And then we could go on double dates together. It would be wonderful.
That's great. Oh, I love it.
I can't. What?
Me, my wife, you, and Samuel or Samantha.
I shouldn't be using this app. It's a terrible idea. I'm 20 and alone. This cannot end well.
Tell you what, as soon as we have a conclusion on which way that's going, I will personally delete that app for you.
Okay? I just sent a message. I can't stop.
Okay.
No.
How about we put that down for the remainder of the podcast? Okay.
You know, Brandon, I think we may need to be looking into recovery institutes mm-hmm. for addicts to take Chris to.
Already he seems addicted to this, and it's unfortunate, but such is the way of Tinder. Next week, Brandon tries Tinder and also gets sent to rehab for it.
Internet romance kills 1 in 4 Americans.
Pretty sure this person's not wearing pants.
Did you just find another photo, or is that Sam still?
This is a different person.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting note to leave on, but we're leaving on that note. So, this has been Ask Don't Panic. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on iTunes. We only have one podcast on there now. Yeah. I have made it just one option. So search for Ask Don't Panic. We're also Ask Don't Panic on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Look us up and like us, subscribe to us, follow us, stalk us. Listen to us.
Holy
your
crap.
Name okay.
Abs is a mutual friend.
Oh, it's
we both know someone.
Chris found a friend.
Swipe left.
Swipe right.
Left.
Which will it be funnier? Oh,
I think I accidentally swiped right. Oh, I have a friend with this person too. Down.
Nope.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
You know what? Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah.
And now that I've taken Chris's phone,
I'm back. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
I think it's time that we all go get some coffee.
Are you ready to start?
Ending. Pull our flies down and walk across this college campus. Give it a wink.
I go here.
And a creepy smile slash friendly smile.
You just wrapped up everything in one nice, neat little package.
I tend to do that.
So that'll do it for us here at Ask Don't Panic. This has been Brandon.
This is Chris. I'm sorry.
And this is Andrew.
We love you, and we want the best for you. And remember, don't panic. We got you covered.
Help me.
Of getting back.
Getting back Sunday?
Yeah, I'm at a good level. Okay, sweet. Yay! Okay.
Yeah, I dropped you a bit.
I think I'm too loud. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's whenever Brandon talks. Whenever let's just all go yay at the same time.
Yay! One of us is loud.
Yeah.
Yay!
I didn't do it that time. I'm the highest. I'll drop myself. There we go.